Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Amanda Iwanek.
Hi there.
Hello, here at the Carnegie Science Center in the Kitchen Theater.
Yes, this is one of our great spaces that we offer our public.
It's fantastic. You have so many great spaces here. But tell us first a little bit about yourself. What is your position here?
Sure. I am the education coordinator of our demonstration theaters and the Buell Planetarium, which is just below us.
You've got the planetarium on your
books. The planetarium as well. It's a really great space. And I'm in charge of all of the staff and programming that goes along in those theaters.
You've got to be busy because there's so much going on here all the time.
Yeah.
It's like a little city. When I come in here, you know, there's little science labs tucked every place. Tell us about the kitchen theater where we are right now.
Sure. Our kitchen theater, we seat about 80 visitors with a little extra for standing room. And we do 25-minute programs dealing with the science and chemistry of food. So as a visitor, you come into one of our various programs that we offer. We make cheese. We bake kale chips. Light caramel sauce on fire, and you learn about the science behind. Yes, that's always a popular one.
So is it kind of like a combo between Rachel Ray and Mr. Wizard?
That's a really good way to put it.
You can use that. Royalty free, by the way.
I'm going to
the Carnegie Science Center.
Yeah.
You might have to check with Rachel Ray and Mr. Wizard if he's still with us.
I don't know, but I loved that show as a kid. So.
I was going to ask you, did you watch Mr.
Yeah,
Wizard?
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember Mr. Wizard. I think some people
I wanted
now...
I to avoid that.
That's okay.
But hey, if I know it too, it's
yeah.
All right.
I think, you know, him and Bill Nye the Science Guy, a lot of people, especially with Big Bang Theory, Bill Nye was just on the other day, so I think a lot of people recognize those characters. And yeah, we do experiments.
Now,
just like you would.
Were you yourself especially good in science in school?
You know, it's a weird question. I always liked science. I took the advanced classes that my high school offered, but I never pictured myself in a science-based career. I was always drawn more to the English and art side of it. But once I fell into science, I never looked back.
Yeah. I know it is a weird question, but we're all about weird questions.
That's okay. It's an interesting question.
We're all about those too.
Yeah.
I was okay with science. Math though was my big hurdle. So I was good at science up until math got into science, and that's when I said, done. You know, we're all.
I always find it interesting. People are afraid of math, I think, or they feel that they don't do well in it. But you use math every day, just like science. It's something that, which is great about the kitchen theater. You don't think about science in food, but there's a lot, and everybody has a kitchen.
And this is a great space. I mean, where we are right now, we have behind us the where the audience would sit, but in front of us, it's like a cross between a kitchen show and a lab. Like my only basis for comparison is like Bunsen Honeydew from The Muppet Show. You know, that's what I thought of when I came in here and stuff, you know, little beakers, bubbling over and things. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really neat space. So in chatting with you earlier before we sat down for a cocktail, even just in the brief time we were speaking, I learned a lot that goes on here that I hadn't known about before. Like the 21 plus evenings.
Yeah,
And there is one coming up very soon.
Yeah, Friday, December 6th. So put it on your calendars.
It's on mine. I will be there.
Yes.
Berg Vivant is going to cover that. So it'll kind of maybe be a holiday theme, but is there a theme beyond that or a title for this?
It is your, I guess, the Merry Christmas party. There's a holiday theme to it. It's a lot. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling over this. You can cut that out.
We'll cut you off. I mean, that is your sixth one. It's a good time to put the plug in.
Anyway. Yeah, maybe lay off that martini a bit. Cut it off. So it is a holiday theme. There'll be live music. We have a martini bar up in our Works Theater, another live demonstration theater space.
You are speaking my language.
Yes. So if you like martinis, it'll
well, you know what
it'll
they
be
say.
Right there.
Where there's martinis, so you'll see me.
But yeah, the 21 plus nights are a really great opportunity to come and experience the Science Center as an adult. So you don't have to fight through exhibits over kids that we usually get, you know, during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's live musicians. We have special programs that go on throughout the building. In our kitchen theater, we'll be making eggnog and learning a little bit about the science behind that.
I am so coming to this.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds great. It's an evening event.
Yes, it's from 6 to 10 p.m. and the whole building is just full of life.
So how frequently does the Science Center do these 21 plus evenings?
We do about 10 a year, pretty much one every month with the exception of January and July. So we have a lot going on, especially in July with the holiday. We have a big, huge 4th of July event, so it gets a little hectic.
I'm thinking, yeah. July, what holiday?
Right, 4th of July. You know, there's fireworks out on the river.
Yes.
Yeah, people like that.
And there's always something new. I mean, how new, I mean, I came down today and you know, I forgot there was a casino. I mean, this is a very growing area. OmniMax is relatively new, is it? Or how long is it?
It's been here as long as the building has.
Okay.
But what's great about our OmniMax that's a little bit different from the IMAX that you might hear is that it's an OmniMax. So it's in the shape of a dome. So you get a full submersive experience when you go see a show. And we have three great programs going on right now. Flight of the Butterflies, which it's breathtaking, the color and the majesty of those butterflies. We also have To the Arctic, where you learn about polar bears.
Mm.
And the third one is Hubble. So you go aboard and look at the Hubble telescope and see images in space. And those are going on right now. And in the holiday, we'll also have Polar Express,
nice.
Which is a family favorite, as well as Rocky Mountain Express, where it's a train ride through the Rocky Mountains.
Now, will these things be running during on December 6th?
Yes.
So folks can take part in things that are going around the science.
Yes, for an extra charge, an upcharge, you can go and see one of those OmniMax programs. Also, we have our laser shows that are in the evenings, Fridays and Saturday nights, and our 21 plus are on Friday nights. And so that's another thing that you can do.
I really think that laser shows at the Carnegie Science Center are a Pittsburgh staple.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not been to one, then you need to get with the program. I was a big fan of them in college, you know, way back when. But the amazing thing about this particular, what do you call it, planetarium, where they do the laser shows, that it's a fresh show every single night.
Yes.
You're not just kind of pressing a button, popping a disc in and doing it. You have laser jockeys,
yes.
Which is what they're called, that design it on the fly
mm-hmm.
every single evening.
Yes.
It's an experience, and the crowd gets into it. I remember one time I went with a friend of mine from college, and we had gone to maybe like two at that point. So this is maybe the second or third, you know. And the laser jockey came out and said, "All right, who out there is a laser virgin?" You know, and you know some. Yeah, I mean, everybody screamed, raised their hands, you know. And he said, "How many of you out there are hardcore laser junkies?" And everybody went, "Yay!" You know, and then after it died down, my friend raised her hand and goes, "We're semi." And I was like so embarrassed. I couldn't "We're semi." But no, it's a good time. There's a lot that happens.
And there's laser programs for all ages. Usually in the earlier part of the day,
yes.
We have family-friendly ones.
Yes.
Right now we have Lasers of Oz, which... Who doesn't love the Wizard of Oz in lasers?
So they play the music to Wizard of Oz and design
lasers to go along with it.
And I've seen some of the shapes they make. You know, I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and then we have our tried and true Midnight Floyd. So for all
those
Floyd fans.
Well, if I hadn't implied it, that was the one I was.
Yeah,
that I had gone
one we've had the same show slot, the Midnight Floyd, since 1970.
1970,
yeah. So way back then. But like you said, we have live laser presenters who are making that show fresh every time.
Yeah,
so you can see it every week, and it's a totally different program.
That's really what sets you guys apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But for kids too, you know, and we're talking about a lot of, you know, the over 21 options, because I just happen to be slightly over 21. But for kids, I mean, something every day as well.
Yes, we do a laser matinee during normal hours, as well as our planetarium programs. So we have something for everyone.
What's your favorite spot in the Science Center?
Favorite spot in the Science Center? Oh, now I'm going to have to pick favorites. It's twofold.
All right, I'll give you that.
I have two favorites. So my first favorite is Skywatch, the rooftop. When the weather is right, we offer Skywatch. And you can see, obviously, the sky above Pittsburgh, but we have one of the most breathtaking, phenomenal views of the city that I've ever seen anywhere. And I've been all around the area. So, of course you want to see the stars in the sky. We have a telescope, huge 16-inch, that you can look at the different constellations and planets or whatever is in the sky during that time of year. But the view, it's pretty cool.
So what's the second fold?
I'd have to say probably the kitchen theater that we're in right now. Yeah, I know. I hate to pick favorites because I think every area of the department has something. And one of my favorite things about working here is that you get to see people experience what you do every day and see their excitement in it. So whether it's looking at a fish that no one has seen before or jumping on a trampoline over at our Sportsworks, seeing that come across the visitors, whether you're, you know, older or younger, that's one of my favorite parts. And I like the kitchen because I think it's most universal.
Mm-hmm. Everybody gotta eat.
You gotta eat, yes. And we just make it extra fun.
So you make education enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the most important thing that you have learned during your time here?
I learn a lot of science. So everything is kind of new from an adult perspective, because you forget a lot of stuff when you don't use it on a regular basis.
Tell me about it.
And I definitely use it from a universal aspect. You know, I don't work in a lab every day. So a lot of the stuff that I learn is everyday science, which is really cool, especially if you play Jeopardy. Because sometimes those questions, they're on there.
I'll bet.
And I like to try to beat my husband, which I never do. But I really learned a lot about just learning, how people learn, how I learn, and everybody does that differently. So that's a really unique thing to be able to experience. I also learned how to manage people, so that's interesting.
That's an important part of it.
Something you have to, work at.
And do well, yeah. Well, on December 6th, I am interested in seeing if I can learn some new cocktail recipes. I think there will be some holiday concoctions there. What is your favorite holiday cocktail?
My favorite holiday cocktail would be wassail with...
That's a classic.
It's classic.
You're a classic kind of gal.
I am.
I have that feeling about you.
I am. I definitely like that as a favorite holiday one. But, you know, I'm a beer kind of gal, so sometimes I can appreciate a frosty one.
Yeah, if I'm ever at a place that brews its own beer, you know, I always definitely make a point to try it. But otherwise, you know, it's usually something in a glass shaped like this.
Yeah.
My recipe for pumpkin pie martini.
Okay.
Very simple. And maybe we can try this
out. Maybe we could do a 21 plus pumpkin pie martini night.
I'm thinking so. Because it's very simple and it's very delicious. You know how they have at the Pennsylvania state stores the pumpkin liqueur?
Oh.
They kind of have the eggnog, you know, the Pennsylvania Dutch eggnog. This is like Pennsylvania Dutch pumpkin eggnog, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Half that and half... whipped cream flavored vodka.
Oh, that sounds delicious and dangerous all at the same time.
It is. It is. And you can sprinkle a little nutmeg or pumpkin pie spice onto it too. But very simple, very good for the holidays. So that's my cooking show
right
there, you know.
Yeah,
there's always two ingredients and probably alcohol.
I'm gonna try that.
Do. do.
Put a cinnamon stick.
Now you're thinking.
Yeah.
Now see, I just learned something right there.
Yeah, it's all about presentation.
This is the mission in action right here on Berg Vivant. Fantastic. Tell me a little bit about the submarine. This is another iconic part of Pittsburgh. I mean, so many things that the Science Center does mm-hmm. and has done for years, I really feel are just have become iconic Pittsburgh, and the submarine is one of them.
Yes, I love the submarine. It is truly special to have here on our property. So it is a World War II submarine, and it's the U.S. Requin, and you can go in and tour the entire space. So you can see how people lived, how they ate, how they navigated. It doesn't go underwater. I know sometimes visitors get a little worried that you're going to actually go in the river, which
it's
not that deep, but it did go underwater at one time, but not in our river.
They wouldn't want to.
Yeah, probably not. And we also have a lot of veterans who have experience being on submarines to give their expertise, mm-hmm. As well as a great staff that work down there. So you can ask one question, a million questions, and it's take it at your own pace. So if you really are an avid submarine person, you can stay there all day.
Now, did you feel that there might have been any tension between the submarine and the giant rubber duck when it came to town?
Maybe they had a torrid love affair. I don't know.
You know, maybe.
We had, for our astronaut starry night, we had an astronomy theme 21+, and we had a giant astronaut 25 feet. We were joking that we were going to try to send it over down to the duck. But the duck was a lot huger.
When Pittsburgh does something like that, we do it big.
Yes.
You know, not just enough to have a duck. It's got to be a giant duck. Astronaut, no, let's get a giant one.
Yeah, we wanted to put it on the roof, like with its hand extended, like, you know, it was...
Well, you guys had Spider-Man out here for a while, right?
I don't remember a Spider-Man.
Wasn't there Spider-Man crawling up the spire out there? Or, you know, maybe I just imagined it.
Maybe
that
you
way.
Wanted it to be there, because that sounds really amazing.
That was a long time.
We have ago. A spi- We had a spider tent, which okay. was a tent that looked like a spider, but that's not Spider-Man.
Well,
very different.
Let me dream. Okay, I see any spider, that's where I go. But with the holidays approaching too, mm-hmm. I think we should mention another iconic Pittsburgh feature housed here. It's the train.
Yes.
The model train.
Yes.
And it's so elaborate that I even feel that referring to it as a model train doesn't do it justice. But I guess technically, would that be the title?
It's our miniature railroad and village.
There we go. I like that better.
So that's the official title. But it is a display of iconic areas in Pittsburgh, and it has countryside, it goes through different seasons, and this year we are installing the Allegheny Mortuary. So it's a very...
How festive.
Yes! So
just in time for Christmas.
But... Yeah.
Is that the last stop on the train?
Bye! No, but it is... Architecturally, it is a huge part of the Pittsburgh cityscape,
yes,
and
yes.
A great addition to our space. We've added over the years Forbes Field, Luna Park, Isley's Chip Chop Tam store. So there's a lot of familiar places, and a lot of times there will be Thomas the Tank Engine trekking along, so that's a big one for the little kids. They really like that.
As if we didn't, you know, need another reason, you
right.
know, to come here. I mean, that is certainly one. I think too, you know, a lot of folks that might be new to Pittsburgh, I mean, this should be one of the first stops. It's very educational, not just about, you know, science, but what's here.
Mm-hmm.
And that railroad is really a citywide treasure, absolutely. And I think, you know, folks always seem to associate, you know, model trains with the holidays. So no better
yeah.
time than now to get down here to the Science Center. And hey, if you're over 21, man, want to make a night out of it,
yeah.
there's December 6th where you can see all these things and have a holiday cocktail too.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah.
You guys are doing wonderful things.
Yeah, we like to think so.
there's very little you couldn't do here.
No, yeah. And there's a lot in the area. You know, the north side's really built up over the last
yeah.
few years, and we have the casino next door. And if you come to 21+ night, you do get some free slot play to go over to the casino.
And the tickets, I think, are only $10.
Only $10
for December 6th. And with that, you get how much slot play?
$15.
It's a win-win situation.
Yeah,
this is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
So everybody has to come down here December 6th and have a party. And I will be there.
Great.
With my tux on.
Great. You'll fit right in.
I'll look forward to seeing you.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could make it into, there's an ugly sweater theme too with that one. So you could,
all my sweaters are nice. You know.
We could maybe...
But
yarn
this gives me something to do in a short window of time, is to find an ugly sweater.
They're out there.
Oh, they are. Oh, yes. I might even be able to make one between now and then.
But, give it your favorite holiday theme.
So is it a contest? If you tell me it's a contest, I'm like...
I don't know. Is it a contest? Isn't wearing an ugly sweater contest enough?
that's its own prize.
Right? Maybe I'll be there with like a high five sticker and be like, hey... Your sweater's pretty ugly.
All right,
man.
Well, you've got a deal then. I'll go the extra mile. That it sounds like it's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
So again,
they really are.
I look forward to seeing you there, as well as hopefully a lot of our viewers will turn out for.
Better
it
be
well.
There.
Oh yes, don't miss it. Because the next one won't be around till maybe January, February.
Right. I think the next one is in February. Okay. Not sure about the January one yet, but.
All right, but this one's got the holiday festivities put into it, so.
Right, and it's early enough that you can be festive, but
you're not too crazy
yet. Yeah, you don't have to worry about the holiday crunch.
You know, put the shopping aside, come on down, relax, and just
And we have a gift shop. That is another, you can buy your Christmas gifts here while you're here. So while you're enjoying the festivities with your martini, you can go in the gift shop and buy lots of stuff.
And it really is a fun night, too. I mean, this is sort of like, what do I want to say? A cultured Dave & Buster's. You know, you could kind of have fun, play some games, see some, really interesting things.
And learn some stuff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Can't go wrong. Well, great. Lovely chatting with
you. Yeah, it's wonderful chatting with you, too, and thanks for the martini.
Oh, cheers. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.